Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The DH, Junior Moore. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive towards short. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Nayarodny and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Lemon moves to second. Bill Nayarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nayarodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Nayarodny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Nayarodny reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing. White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nayarodny moves to third. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Dade moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orta strikes out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Erik Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Henry Cruz now playing right field. Thad Bosley now playing center field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Date takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards the mound. Waits reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.